Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Ayin Aleph. We're starting from the top of Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, the Gemara of Beis Shammai Omrim. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim Kol Anashim Meseis Nidais. Every woman that dies, we assume that she dies, she's a Nida as she dies. No, if a woman was Torah when she dies, she's not a Nida. If she happened to be a Nida, then she's considered a Nida when she dies. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? Basil seems correct. If she's not a Nida, so why would she be a Nida when she dies? So the Gemara first brought up Pshat, that the reason for Beis Shammai is because of the panic of the Malach HaMavis. The sudden panic will cause it to have become a Nida, like you find by Esther HaMalka, with the Schalchal HaMalka. And the Gemara is Mechalik, even though Charoda is Mesalik Dam, and that's only fear, but panic is different. But the Gemara says that wouldn't shtim, because Beis Shammai says the same thing by a man. Then he says, when he dies, he's a Zav. So the Gemara brings the Braisa, which is brought in Mayit Katan, that says that it used to be, whenever a woman who was a Nida died, so he'd be tevel, her whole wardrobe, all her clothing, or all the other kalim that she would use, since she was a Nida before she died, so all her kalim, everything is tamei. She certainly wasn't tevel the kalim that she's using, they'll just become tamei again, so everything had to be tevel. If she was tar, so now we could assume that she kept everything tar. But the problem is that the nidais who were alive were embarrassed. It's like a public display of a problem with the nida. So therefore they decided whenever any woman dies, they'll just have a hanhaga to assume that all the kalim are tamei. The same thing with men, they used to make a chilek, a zav, they'd be tevel all this stuff, and then the zavim that were alive would be embarrassed. They decided, no, they'll do it with all men. They'll be tevel all this stuff. That's the Gemara. So Taisus and Rishayim Shtal Zechab, that brisa which the Gemara brought, which is also brought in Ma'id Katan, doesn't say anything about a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's a stam brisa, and particularly in Ma'id Katan, it's brought together with other things, which would seem to be the halachas that way. And our Mishnah says that it's a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Taisus also brings that the Sefta brings down all these cases. So what's the pshat? If the Mishnah says it's a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, normally Beis Shammai and Makom Beis Hillel, any Mishnah will pass like Beis Shammai. So what's the pshat that we seem to pass like this Braisa? So Taisus and the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Meiri, was shail the possibility that maybe we simply don't paskin like this very shain. It was nishnas according to Beis Shammai, even though it doesn't say Beis Shammai. But the Gemara here is clear that this brisa, at least in the Mishnah's version, was only Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel argues. And we talk a paskin like Beis Hillel. They were shail that. They said it can't be, it doesn't seem to be that way. But the Pischei Nida, the Chachos Vitzal, the Pischei Nida points out that the Rambam and the Rav seem to hold that way, because the Rambam and the Rav both learn Shan in our Mishnah, that when it says, Beis Shammai Omrim Kol Anashim Meseis Nidais, it means that you have to be tevel, even if the woman was not a Nida, we have to assume, pretend she's a Nida and be tevel all her kalim that she had contact with before she died. And then he says, and we don't pass him that way, we pass like Beis Hillel, who doesn't have this takana. And And the Pesachim also points out, sure enough, the Rambam and Yad never brings such a halacha. He never brings a halacha that whenever a woman dies, even if she's not a nida, we have to be tevel all her stuff. So that would stem with the Rambam and Pirish Mishnah. So it does seem to be a shittis rishenim, al kapanim, the Rambam, and the Rav follows that in the Mishnah, that enechanami, this brisa goes like Beishamai, or al kapanim in the Mishnah's nusach, this halacha of the brisa is only according to Beishamai, and we don't pass in that way. But Ka'amar, the other rishenim, Taisus and the rishenim here, nem da not that way. So Taisus has two mahalchim, he doesn't take sides, and the Rishenim all neman like his first mahalach. Taisus' first mahalach is that this Mishnah is a hemshech of the previous thing in the Mishnah. The previous thing in the Mishnah was that Azava, Anida, Yeletis, and a Mitzera are even Metame B'masa, which the Gemara explains it means an Evan Mesame, which means that they're Metame as like Azav, that even if they're on top of a heavy stone and something's on bottom of the stone, the metame, the thing that's at the bottom of the stone, which wouldn't apply to a mace or anything, and even though they're dead, and really when they're dead, they're not considered as of or anida anymore, but it's exera, like the Marisa Shemi is alpha, if we're not going to say there's tumma after their death, so people will come to be metar, even if they're not dead, because they're in a coma, and people might think that they're dead. So, when Beis Shammai says, kol anashe meisis nidais, he means to say, after they're dead. After the dead, we continue the tumas nida. Nafkemina the demetame be'evim esame, and they still holds that even though a geyser for all the begadim that they touch samach lemisasan, like we say berishena, because of the problem that the nashim, the nida is chayes will be embarrassed, but they didn't go so vite to also be metame after the death if she actually wasn't the nida. And just to say, because of this problem, b'metame b'evim esame. They didn't go so right. If she was actually anida, so then, u'bitame b'evim esame, like the Mishnah said earlier. But if she wasn't anida, just like by a guy, where there were guys that he says of, but not legabi the din of evim esame, who were din, the stam isha, which they gave her the din of the nida to all the things she touched, mechayim, samuch lemisasa, but the Tumma of Evan Mesama Acha Misasa, they didn't. That's a Machlekes B'Shem Misalo. So, the Machlekes is discussing the case of Evan Mesame. That's what the Rabban says on the Mishnah earlier, that's what Chdushi Aran says here, the Me'iri, and that's Taisus' first teretz. B'Shem Rabbeinu Ta. Thing is, Rashi in the Mishnah says not that way. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says, B'Shamay Oimim Kol Anashim Meses Nidus, Rashi says, B'negeya the Din, of the kalim that were left, samach lemisasa. Rashi does not learn that the Mishnah is discussing Evan Misame. So Rashi clearly doesn't hold like this pshat. Now you could say Rashi holds like the Rambam, that in the Chanami, that this Raisa here, Berishena, goes like Beishame. But Taisa says the second pshat, and he says that the Berishena means Berishena, there was a machlekes Beishame Beisol, and Berishena they feared like Beisolo. And they allowed that if a Isha wasn't in Nida, then they weren't Tevel HaKelim. And when a Isha was, they were. Beishamai felt that they should do it for everyone, so in Nashim Nida is Chaya, shouldn't be embarrassed. And Beisol wasn't Chaya, she shouldn't be ashamed, they didn't like Beisol. But afterwards they decided, now we'll make a Takana to follow Beishamai at this. Maybe Beisol Gufa was Chazru Lahayres Ke Beishamai. Or there was a later takana to follow Beishamai's thing. They saw a taka was a problem, so now they decided they're going to do it. So it's not a kasha, why are we passing like Beishamai? Beishamai makim yisulei in the Mishnah. No, that was the takana. It was a later takana at the time of the Beishamai Beisulei in the Chanamu, we passing like Beisulei, but later they were masakin to do like Beishamai, and the Gemara just brings it in to tell you what Beishamai held originally. Rishonim are not happy with this. But Taisa says it as a second shot. So could they stream mahalchim? Either ein achinami, this brisa goes like Beisham, and we don't pass him like this brisa, that's the mahalch of the Rambam. Or there was a later takana. This brisa is a later takana. At the times of Beisham, Beisul, we did like Beisul, but the brisa is a later takana. secondary tesis, or the first teis of tesis, which the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ran, the Meiri, will agree to, that the Mishnah is not discussing the Kalim Sheileh Kaidim Misasa. The Mishnah is discussing Evan Misame, like out of the Kalim Sheileh Kaidim Misasa, everyone agrees you have to be Matvil, even if she wasn't Anida, and the Machlaikis is like out of Evan Misame. Now I saw in the Sefer Mei Nida from Rav Shlomo Kluger that he tells the Chan Rashi. He said, "Why did Rashi in the Mishnah decide that Beshama was talking about the kalim that was there kaidem isasa? Why didn't Rashi learn that the Mishnah kipshuta?" He says that the Mishnah is discussing the din of Evan Misame like it was discussing earlier. Now I don't hear it such a kasha because I see this tubshatim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says one din of Hazav, Hazav, Aniles, Mitzayrish, Shemesu, Matamba, Masachima, Kabasar. And then the Mishnah says, Beshamay, Aim, Kolonash, Meses, Nidais. I don't see any real Hechrich. Is this Mishnah a continuation of the previous Halacha of Matamba, Bamasa, which Yigmar explains it means Efe, Masame? Or is it a total new Halacha, Kolonash, Meses, Nidais? I don't see that Shver. You can learn Lechari either way. But anyway, the Meinida asks his Kasha, and he says, I'll tell you the Hechrich of Rashi. I'll tell you why Rashi didn't learn, like some Rishonim learn, that the Mishnah was Tumat Evan Misame. Because the Gemara, at least in the first Eretz, said that the reason why he's saying Kol Anoshim Meses Nidus is because the Beisus of the Malach HaMavis, when the Malach HaMavis came to take her Neshama, Neshama assumes that she had a panic, and therefore the panic would cause Nidus to come. Hazaktiv Shleim HaKluga. So, Aibazai, that can't be a reason why I'll be Matame after Misa because of Evan Misame. Because what's the reason they said you Matame after Misa, Evan Misame? I after Misa, she's not in need anymore. The Terry says, Zerishami is Alpha. Maybe she's in a coma, she doesn't have the Misa. Ah, so fact them, Imanavshach. If she died, so she's not in need because she's dead. Elamai, she's in a coma, so she's not in need because she didn't have to be Susa to Malach HaMavis yet. So it doesn't make any sense to have a takana of Evan Misame because at a time that the Bisusim Malach HaMavis would cause the Nidus. Because Imanavshach, if she's taka dead, then anyway there's no Tumas Evan Misame Mikiradim because she's dead. And if she's not dead, then she's not a Nidah. So that's why Rashi couldn't learn it was Evan Misame. That's why Rashi had to learn that it was Tumat the Kalim Shayaleh Kaidim Mitzias Neshama. That's a good shleim kluga. Shveitzer dingen, that's our greatest gadol. But I don't hear so stark. I hear fakert. Lefin the havman of the Gemara, that the reason why she's a nida is because bisusa de malach hamaves. So that means she becomes a nida, a regga before the actual yitzias neshama. When the malach hamaves is coming to take the neshama, that's when she becomes a nida. Mamish right before the shas misa. So Aibazai, it wouldn't apply to anything, because whatever she's touching at the time that the Malach HaMavis comes, she's probably still touching it after Misa, or clothing that's on her and that. So that's going to be Tame anyway because of Tumas Meis. That would not be a reason why all the clothing she touched earlier, Samlach Yitzias Neshama, would be Tame. Because she didn't become Tame until Mamish Hashas Yitzias Neshama. I think punk fakert. I think at that havman of the Gemara, where the Gemara didn't yet know this takana of the nidais chayes ha'umavayish, the Gemara there fakert. That Gemara zicha assumed that we're talking about Evan Misame. I have a kasha. It's not shayach l'gzeir shem yisalfa. That's not so shver. Like, look, if l'maisa we're going to nemon that every single ish that dies definitely is a nida when she died. So we give it a din of a regular nida, and it's already a takana that a nida has a din even after death to mitame veve misame. I punked the isha that only became a nida b'shas the misa, that takana doesn't apply? Good, but she is a nida. She's a nida. That's the fact. She's a real nida. It's not a takana skachamim. According to Beishamai, it's a mitzis. So they'd be mekel because since she only became a nida because of the Malach HaMavis, so now we make it as no kshashem yisalf a mechatesa. It's certainly not mukhrich. But if you what I'm saying, I don't see another pshat. If she only became a nida because of the Malach HaMavis, so what was she touching after the Malach HaMavis came? Nothing. whatever she's touching, she's probably still touching after she dies, and that's tummy anyway. It wouldn't be negayity in matvul the kalim. So I think punkfakeret. I think lefi the havimin of the Gemara that the reason for Beis Shammai was because the bisus of the malach hamavis. You're going to have to behechach learn the Mishnah that Beis Shammai is talking about the din of evim esam afterwards. Rashi that says that Beis Shammai is talking about the kalim. He's going the maskana. The maskana, the Gemara says that there is no chashash malach hamavis. The malach hamavis doesn't cause the nidus to come. And the whole dam of kol anashim esis nidus is a takana. And we're talking about the kalim that she had before yitzias neshama. And it's a takana sacham kedei that the nashim nidus, the nidus chayah, shouldn't be mevayish. There you could say it's a whole new halacha. We're talking about Evim Esama, and now we're switching topics. We shamim kol anashim esis nidus. Every isha, we give the din keilu she was a nida before the death, legabi all the things she touched beforehand. But Adarabba, the feeding Gemara of Evim Esama, the feeding Gemara that says that the nidus is because of the Malach HaMavis, you're going to have to learn the mission of Evim Esama. That's what I would say. But like I said, Shreit Sedinia with Avshalem Akluga. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shemesa V'yat Shemena Reviyas Dam, Metame Mishum Kesem U'metame Ba'oil. We're talking about, you have a woman that dies, and after her death, it came out of the Makar, some Dam Nidus. It was Dam Nidus in the Makar. And after her death, the Dam Nidus was discharged from the Makar. So what's the halacha with that blood? So the Mishnah says it has two chumras. First of all, it has a din of Dam Nidus. It's Metame Mishum Kesem. And second of all, it's metame ba'oil, it has a din of reviyas dam shi'etze min ames. And each one has its own kulas and chumras. Dam nida doesn't need a reviyas. That's the chumra. So let's say a mashuhu of dam comes out of makar after misa. So if it would only be as dam hayetze min ames, it wouldn't be tame because dam hames is only metame bi reviyas. But since the Tanakam has been metame mishum kesem, has a din of dam nidus, so mele it's metame even b'mashu. Now, revias dam that comes min ames is metame b'oil. Dam nida is metame b'magu b'masa, it's not metame b'oil. So if it only be for dam nidus, it would only be metame b'magu b'masa. So it has the chumra that it also has a din of dam ayetze min ames, that if it's a revias, it would be metame b'oil. So it has both chumras. Has the chumra of dam nida, negeya, if it's less than a revius, it's also metame magu b'masa, as opposed to dam abam and ames, where less than a revius is not metame magu b'masa. And it also has a din of dam abam and ames, nafkamina, it's metame b'oil, dam nida would not be metame b'oil, dam abam and ames is metame b'oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's ain't a metame mishum kesem, meshineke mishum es. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the discharge happened after she died, so she's not a nida. A nida has to be a live woman that has dam coming from a makar. A dead woman, when dam comes from a makar, she doesn't become a nida. So male, the dam is not dam nida. So all it is a din of dam hayetze min ames. It will be metame ba'oil, but only if it's a revius. If it's less than a revius, according to Buddha, it's not tame. So the Gemara asks the kasha, mechlal de tana kama sava afagav de neke dam mishemesim metame mishem kesem. What's the pshat in that? The Tanakhama holds that even if the dam was discharged after she died, it still has a din of Mishum Kesem. She's clearly not a nida. Amaziri, Makar Makai may tame ikabenayim. Enechiname, she doesn't become a nida, but there's a din of Makar Makai may tame. Now we had that several times earlier in the Masechta. A machlekes, if Makar is Makai may tame, which means if for whatever case, for whatever reason, the Isha does not become a Nida because of the discharge. But there is discharge that is coming out of her Makar. Does that discharge have the Tumam of Dam Nidus? If you all Makar, Makar, Metame, then it does. And if not, then it doesn't. See, have there been a few things. One is in Dafte Zayinam and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a Roya Dam Achmas Maka, that Shimon Amil says that it's Tar, and Rebbe holds Makar Makai Metame. I mean, Shem Gamil holds that the Isha is Tahira, but the Dam is Tame, because since it's coming through the Makar, the Dam is Tame. And Rabbi says no. Rabbi says Makar Makai Metar, and therefore, the dam will remain tar. I mean, if it's at the time of the vessels, Rebbe says, then we have to be chayshish that it's not that makam. Maybe there's dam nida mixed in. Maybe it's dam nidas, and therefore the isha will be tameh. But when it's not the shas vessels, and the isha, we're not chayshish that she's tameh, because the dam is dam makam, who are then the dam itself will remain tar, because makar makar mitar. So here's a case where you have a makam in the Makar, the dam is not dam nidus, the dam is dam maka, and the question is the dam itself, does the dam an avatuma like dam nidus, als Makar Makar Metame, or not? That's one place where we have that din. That's it, Machlaik, which was also brought earlier in this parak, and that's Sam Gavavim and Aleph. Now the Gemara brings a similar thing in the beginning of the third parak, and Daf Chav Beis, when you have a dam in a chaticha. Since the dam is in a chaticha, that doesn't make the isha tamei, but the question is the dam tamei? Also the Gemara is titled the machlokes is makar makayme tamei. And you have another thing on daf mem aleph, where you have a yolendis where the baby was born derech daifin. It came out of the makar, not into the beis achitzain. The baby and the dam didn't come from the makar into the beis achitzain. It came derech daifin. It came out of the bani in a different way. So, we're going on the side that she's not, does not have tumas yoledes because the baby was not born in the regular place. And the dam also wouldn't make her a nida, but the question is maybe the dam is tame. That's also the same question. If makar, makar, me tame, the dam was in the uterus, it was in the makar, but it didn't come out of the body through the beis achitzain. It instead came out derech daifin, and you have that same machlokes. So Taisus here says like this. He says, when we're saying here, Makar Mekaymei Tamei, and the Makar could be Metamei the Dam, we don't mean that the Makar becomes Tamei, that the Dam becomes Tamei from the Makar, Stama Tumas Maga. Because anyway, not only the Dam touched the Makar, the Dam also touched the Mace. So Stam will have Tumas Maga, even less than Revius. Now, what we mean to say Makar Mekayme Tamei means that it would have the din of Dam Nida. That the Dam would be Metamei B'magu B'masa. Even though it only came in after Misa, but since it was Makar Mechayim, it would get the din of Dam Nida to Metamei B'magu B'masa. That's what Taisa says. So, there's a whole discussion that Taisa's Yantav asks a kasha, that Taisa's is mashma, that dam that comes out of a mace, which is less than a revius, is tamei. Because it touched the mace, even if it's less than a revius. So the Taisus Yanta says, V'tamani, why do you think so? There's a Mishnah Mefurish in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay in Halos, that says revius dam shechaser is tar. That a revius dam, that a little bit of the dam is missing, is tar. So you see clearly that a revius dam is not tamei altogether. So Taisus says that the Mishnah can't be saying that the dam became tameh because it touched the makar, because it's anyway tameh when it touched the mace, and that would be even by less than a revius. How would that stem with the Mishnah that says that if you have a revius that came from a mace that was chaser, it became tar? So the Mefarshim tumul about it, and the Taisus Kadashim brings down a Beis David, and a Shoshanim LeDavid that argues on the Beis David, and it's not 100% clear what they're saying. The Mishnah Achreina says that what Taisus means is, he's saying, don't think it means that there is a Tumas Maga even less than Revius. No, there isn't. If there would be a Tumas Maga even less than Revius, then you wouldn't need the Makar to Metamiyah. The Mace would be Metamiyah. But Lamai said there isn't a Tumas Maga less than Revius. Phil Dachuk, the Chidr Alachas, the Sijay Tyron, his Sefer Chidr Alachas says even a little bit more Dachuk. And the Mishnah over there that says Revius Dam Shechasu is Tamei is talking about when the dam came out of the guf through a Shreferis. It never touched the mace on the outside. Any touching on the inside is called Magadesa Sturm. That won't be Metanei, but it never touched the mace on the outside. It came out through a Shreferis. He brings the Taiz and Chul that Pezayin of the days that says that Teretz Lagabi another Kasha. But any Chanami, if it touched the mace on the outside, it would be Tamei B'mashahu. Also a Daichik. But the Pesche Nida is Marchiv. And the Aruch Hanayi really says the same word B'kitzer. I think that's what the Beis David means, that the Shoshanim LeDavid bring down in the Taisus Kadashim and the Mishnayis. That when the Mishnah says that a Revi is Dam Shechasru, it's Tahar, it means it doesn't have the din of tumas meis. It's not the avia vaisa tuma of tumas meis. A meis is metame. It's metame b'maga b'masu b'ayil. It's also an avia vaisa tuma. If any adam and kalim touch a meis, they become an ava tuma. And that applies to a kazayis min a meis, and that applies when you have that sameis, you need rav minyan ubinyan. That's what the Mishnah is talking about there. And also revias dam abam min a meis. It's also metame like a meis. If you're chaser from the revias dam, so it's no longer like a meis. So melech tara, meaning that it's not metame b'maga b'masu b'oil. But the Mishnah is not discussing if the dam itself becomes tame because it touched the meis. That's not what we're discussing. The Mishnah could say tahar in regard to the tumah that we're discussing. In regard to, does it have a meis? Is it avi avayis a tumah like a meis? Was it mekabel tumah from the meis? That's not what the Mishnah is discussing, Michlal. So Laila Mi could say, that's what they discussed there. If Revi is dam as a din of a mashka, if dam would have a din of a mashka, so then it would become tummy from a mace. If dam does not have a din of a mashka, then it can't become tummy from a mace. Only Eichlin and Mashkin, you have Adam and Kalim that become tummy, you have Eichlin and Mashkin become tummy. That was the Shaila that's discussed in Machshir. Is the dam, this dam need a mashka? Is this dam from a mace or a mashka? That's the discussion. Ain't come back a maharich. But it's not shver if Tosis is saying that the dam is a mashke and it could become tameh, and don't think that's what the Gemara means, that the dam is becoming tameh from the makar, like a tumas mashke is being tameh, because Ayva Zay would even become tameh from a mace. It's not shver with the Tosis asking that Revi is dam shechal shetar. That doesn't mean the din of tumas mashkin. That means the din of tumas mace. It's not a mace. But it could be tumas mashkin it would have. The Piskini does mamish mayach might about this. But that's the chayyab pashup shat. Now about the din of makar mekayme tamei, and why is it mekayme tamei, there's really two shittas in the Rishonim. Two shittas in what it means makar mekayme tamei. Rashi, on that from Aleph and Beis, when the Gemara says the din of makar mekayme tamei legabi the din of Yoledes derech teifin like we mentioned, he says, Tipa atzum etame b'maga, mishin de noga b'makar, makar makar mitame. The reason why the tipa becomes tame is because it touched the makar, and makar is makar mitame. So, Rashi's mashmani is say that makar makar mitame is because it touched the makar. So, Taisus on Deftazayinam and Aleph asks Akasha, then how could you say there's a tumas maga? Why isn't a maga based a star? We know that there's no maga that's inside, that's belua in the guf of Adam or Behema or Kedema. It's called maga based a star, and it does not make a tuma. So here, it's all the way belua in the guf of the Isha, the Makar. So how could we have a tumas maga? That's one kashi has. And the second kashi asks is that he's naming on that even if dam is a mashke, but you need a revius in order to become tummy. And that's a shayla, if mashke need a revius to become tummy, but he's naming on. And here it says that even if it's not a revius, it becomes tummy. So his answer to both these questions is, it's halacha l'meishim misinai. And now it's not a parsha to zach stam that the halacha l'meishim misinai, or they knew from somewhere, that the makar is an avatuma, and the memela becomes tummy when it touches the dam. Because ay bazai, it's maga basis starim. And also you need a revius. But Teretz says it's a new din that the tumah of Alach HaMashim is seen there. But Teretz is still mashma that the tumah comes because it touched the makar. It's just Alach HaMashim is seen there by touching the makar, it becomes tummy despite the fact that it's maga basis starim and there's no revius. But the Aruch HaNash tells us over there, why didn't Teretz even ask a bigger kasha? And I see the Taisus HaRosh and Nafcha Beis does ask this kasha, that it's more than that it's just Maga Beis Hastarin and it's not a revius. It's more than that. It's like this Taisus here saying that it's more than just a Tumas Maga like Tumas Mashkin, because that would just make it a Rishon LaTumah, and that won't be Metame Adam and Kalim. But it's Mavur in the Gemara, Mavur in our Mishnah LaMashal, and Mavur earlier with the Raya Dam Mechaticha, that it's metame adam, that makar makar metame gives it a din of dam nidam, that it's an avatuma, that's metame b'magu b'masa. So how could it be, even if the makar is an avatuma, but an avatuma is not going to make mashkin that touch it into an avatuma? would only make it into a Rishon L'Tumah. And you see the Dam becomes an Av L'Tumah. So the Tais Rosh says that also is Alacha Meishim Misinai. But still the Tais Rosh is Mashma that we're Al Kopanim, the Tumah is coming because it touches the Makar. But the Ramban, the Andafim Aleph and Mebeis, he asks the kasha of Tumah Beis Hestorim, and he also asks the kasha that Dam is not an Eichel or a Mashka. It sounds like from the Ramban Al Kopanim that the Dam would not become Tame because it touched the mace if it's less than a Revius, Dam it's Maga in the mace, because he's saying there is no Din, Tumas Eichel and Tumas Mashka on Dam. But Al Kopanim, the Ramban asks those two kashas, and the Ramban says, so he has a different shot in Makar Makayim and Tame. It has nothing to do with touching it. It means that if the Makar produces something, it becomes Tame. So it has nothing to do with touching it. I think the pshat's like this. As I'll say, Dam Nida is an Avatuma. Why is Dam Nida an Avatuma? So he'll say, because the Isha becomes a Nida. And just like you find the Mayones of the Nida is an Avatuma, the Reik, the Merig Lion, are all an Avatuma, it's Matam and Magu Masa. Who would then the Dam Nida, if the Isha is a Nida, the Dam Nidus is came like a Mayan, which also becomes an Avatuma. But if the Isha doesn't become a Nida, so it's not Dam Nida. If it's not Dam Nida, it's not an Avatuma. That's if you hold Makar Makai Metar. But if you hold Makar Makai Metame, the Yisayna Dava that the Dam Nida is an Avatuma is because it's produced by the Makar. When the Makar produces something, it's Tame, it's an Avatuma. That's the Pshat, and Dam Nida becoming Tame. Makar is Makai Metame. Whatever the Makar produces, it's Tame. But it's not because it touched the Makar, it's because it's produced by the Makar. Taisan Tezayin that asked the Kasha of Maga Beis Hestorim, and he asked the Kasha that's Nana Revius, and he says it's Alacha Meishim Sinai, it's Mashmi still saying it's because of the Negiya. But the Alacha Meishim Sinai is that even though it's Negiya Beis Hestorim, even though it's Nana Revius, it still becomes Tame. And Lechari, you have to lake Tzu, and this will share why Taisus didn't read this ice, that there's even, no, not Alacha Meishim Sinai, like Taisus Rosh reads ice in the Afkhav Beis, that Azai, when an Avatuma touches something, becomes a Rishon L'Tuma. But the Alacha Meishim Misinai is that the Makar that touches the Mashka, it becomes a Avatuma. But the aside is because it touched it. Tais here is also a little bit Mashka way. He says, Hayav Ahoyeb Makar Mechayim. It was in the Makar while the Isha was alive. That was the Makar came into contact with it. But not because the Makar produced it. But according to the Ramban, it's nothing to do with the contact of the Makar. It's because the Makar produced it. It's a whole different vart. So the Biskay needed the Andaf Mem Alev, and he was Mechavim to the Sijitar, he brings it. The Sijitar is mentioned in the Chidr Alachas here, it's really a little bit more barichus, and Simon Kuf Pei Ches, if cut and dalet in the Sijitar, they want to be Miyashiv the Rambam up here, the Ramban. The Rambam, in regard to our Mishnah here, about Isha that dies and Dam comes out, the Rambam paskins that it's Matame Mishum Kesa. And the Rambam also paskins Lagabe Isha that Shiledes and Derech Daifin, and the Dam comes out Derech Daifin, he also paskins, even though the Isha doesn't become Tame, the Dam is Tame because Mekar Mekai Me Tame. And as I, in the Rambam of, if it's Meziah Shteiti B'Margolius, the Gemara there, that the Mekar produces other liquid, it also is an avatuma, Mekar Mekai Me Tame. But the problem is, the Rambam on the din of Makkah, that Isha has a Makkah by Isha Makkah, the Rambam, Perich Ches, Helchas Asuri Bi Alacha Yud, the Rambam there paskins that the Isha is tar and the Dam is tar. So, Chayrit Shver, how come in regard to the Isha being Maziah, Shtei Tipei Dam, the Makar being Maziah, Shtei Tipei Margolius, we say that it's Avatuma, in regard to Yetzid Erech Deifin, we say it's an Avatuma. In regard to being Yetzah Achamisu, we say it's an Avatuma. But in regard to the Dam Machmas Makkah, there he says that the Dam is Tar. Now the Gemara brings in Makar Makai Metame for all these things, but they're different Tanoim. You don't see Mefurish that it's linked. If you could find the Chidit, if you could find the Chilik, you could say the Rambam in certain places Paskin Makar Makai Metame, in other places Paskin Makar Makai Metar, but the Shal's what's the Chilik? He also says, there's a kasha by Dam HaYorek, the Rambam says that the Dam is Tar, But there he says, there you could say that you don't know that Dam HaYarek came from the Makar. Maybe Dam HaYarek Minastam doesn't come from the Makar. But Dam Mak is Shver. It says, Koy, the Mak is in the Makar. The Dam Mak is in the Makar. And still, the Rambam says the Ish is Tar and the Dam is Tar. As I decide your title, if you're the Rabban, it's good. If you're going to say that the Yisayda Makar Makai Matami is because it touched the Makar, and there's a Lachem Ha'ishim Sin Exeris HaKasim, that even though it's a Magen Beis HaStarim, even though it's less than a Revius, it becomes Tamei, and it becomes even Avatuma, but the Tumah is because of Negiyah B'Makar, so why wouldn't that apply to Dam Not Makar as well? But if you're going to say like the Ramban, they could hear that the Rambam only holds the Makar Makai Metame when the Makar produced the Dam. Now, saying if the Dam came Al Yidei Makar, maybe that's not cool that the Makar produced it. It came through a Makar. It wasn't a natural production of the Makar. It came Al Yidei Makar. Maybe the Chai Gavna, the Rambam Paskins, like Rebbe, that you say Makar Makai Metar, it's not totally in the other Machalikasin. They we pass it like Rebbe, Makar Makai Metar, even though in other places, Makar Makai Metameh, because in the other places we're talking about that the Makar naturally produced it. It just came out Derech Deifin, or it came in Lachamisa, or it wasn't exactly Dam Nidus, but it was a natural production from the Makar. Marshay came when a Maka produced it, so that could be, that's not called the Makar produced it, Machai Gam, the Rambam Kapaskin, when he gave that Machalikis, the Makar Makai Metar. I'd come from the Sidya Tara. I mean, L'chol will be totally Minigay Alocha L'maisa, I would think. If, let's say, you put another mashka in the Makar, let's say someone injects a mashka water in the Makar, if you say, like Taisus is mashma, that being in the Makar, that's a din of Makar Makai Mitame, so the water would become an Avatuma. Mashenki L'fidah Ramban, that was saying that what the Makar produces is an Avatuma, if you inject it, if you inject it from another place, Avad, it wouldn't be an Avatum, it wouldn't be Tamei altogether. That's the Sugya. And now let's go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it's on the Afayin Aleph from the Beis, B'Shein HaYayimrim, HaYishevis Al Dam Tar, HaYisem Ha'arim Mayim LePesach. Originally they said that a Isha, which is Yishevis Al Dam Tar, means that she was a Yoledis, she had a child, and she's Tamei for a Zacher for 7 days and a Keva for 14 days, and then the next 33 days as a Zacher, or 66 days as in a Keva, she's considered a Yeshevis Adam Tar. And as far as Labaila, she's Tar. She could be Tar and Fakert. Any Dam that she sees is Tar. But as far as Kachim and Shum is concerned, she's considered like a Tvulyayim. She has the same Aloch as a Tvulyayim. She's tar legabe ma'isa sheni and chulin, but legabe chuma and kachim, she's a tfulyam, she's not allowed to eat chuma or eat kachim, and if she touches chuma and kachim, she passels them. So matchila, they said that yishevis adam tar ha'isem aramayim lepesach. She could pour the water to wash the korban pesach. The Pirish Mishnayis Lerambam says for the matzahs for the pesach, whatever it might be, she could pour the water, and like the Gemara says, she's not allowed to touch the water, because this water is considered to be chulan hanasa al taris hakodesh. This water, since it's going to be used in kachim, it has a status of chulan shanasa al taris hakodesh. It's chulan, it is chulan, but it's nasa al taris hakodesh, because you have to be very careful with its tahara, because it's going to be used together with kachim to wash the korban pesach, or even according to the Rambam, eating the matzahs together with the korban pesach, so umela, it's going to be used together with kachim. So that would give it the status of chulin shenasa al taris hakodesh. And even though a tvul yayim cannot be metame chulin, but a tvul yayim could be metame chulin anasa al taris hakodesh, because chulin anasa al taris hakodesh has the same din as kodesh. Once you decided to use this chulin with kachim, that gives it the din of chulin anasa al taris hakodesh. And the male lechulin and asa taris hakodesh has the same din as kodesh in regard to tful yayim can be metame them. So she can only pour the water; she can't touch the water. Taisa says, so why didn't the Mishnah just say, "V'yishayna hayayimim hayishavas adam tar ena negas b'mayim lepesach"? Why did it say ma'ara mayim? Taisa says there is a chiddush that when a chiddush that maybe she'll touch it. Al kabanim, the ikur what the Mishnah is telling you is that there is a problem with a Yeshevis Adam Tar, which has a din of Tvul Yayim touching the water for the Pesach, because Chulin Hanasa al Taras Hakadosh Hakadosh Dami. In the Sefer Mikdash David, in Chela Gimel Simen Mem Eis Beis, he brings the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Dalad that discusses that the Mishnah there says that Sheikha Behem Chayim Va'if wouldn't necessarily become Tamei, and the Gemara brings that it's true that Chulin Hanasa al Taras Hakadosh, and the Mishnah holds it, it's Hakadosh Dami. And the Gemara says he can't zet tzedayim mechulun anas al tayres chuma because chulun anas al tayres chuma only applies to things that could be chuma, like peiris. But meat, you can't make meat al tayres chuma because the whole idea of making things al tayres hakadosh or al tayres chuma is to get more in the habit, more in the practice of being shame of the actual kadosh in the chuma. So chulun anas al tayres chuma only applies to something which could be chuma, like payers. Now, even though there was talking about behema chaya v'oif, and chaya can't be a carbon, but the Gemara says basu michlef, meat, as long as it's meat, even if it's meat of a chaya, which can't be a carbon, that could be considered chulin anas al taras hakadosh. So the Mikdash David says, and here we're talking about water. Water can't become kachin. So what's the pshat that it's nas al taras hakadosh? So the Mikdash David says it's two dinim. The regular din of Chulin Anasa Taras HaKadosh that we have very often, Rashi on Chulin Afbezim Abeis explains that it means you have a person that decided he was mekabel on himself that he is going to eat his Chulin Al Taras HaKadosh. In order to get into the habit of Taras Kachim, he's going to keep all his Chulin Al Taras HaKadosh. So such a person, such a din of Chulin Anasa Taras HaKadosh only applies to meat. It means all his meat is going to be Al Taras HaKadosh. Stop to eat things that can't be a carbon al taras hakadosh, that doesn't make sense. There's no such thing. But when you have here, we're not even talking about such a person. We're not talking about people who decided that all the chulin they can eat is al taras hakadosh. It doesn't say that. We're talking about they bring a carbon pesach. Anyone bring a carbon pesach. But the point is that this chulin is chulin which is going to be used with kachim. It's going to come into contact with kachim. So that automatically gives it a din of chulin anas al taras hakadosh. There, it doesn't matter if this thing could be a carbon. He says it's two dinim. There's a din of chulin anas al taras hakadosh that a person voluntarily decides. He's not eating karbanis altogether. He's eating his chulin. But he decides, since he wants to be in the habit of shmiris kachin, all his chulin is going to be in al taras hakadosh, or you can have al taras truma. And that would only apply to something which could be a carbon or by chuma, something which could be chuma. But here we're talking about, it's not he is in the habit of eating chulin and asa taras kaidish. This particular chulin is being used with kaidish. That also gives it a din of chulin and asa taras kaidish. You see, the Mikdash David there, particularly in Eis Aleph, he says that chulin and asa taras kaidish is atvasa. The chulin itself become different. He brings a discussion because the Gemara there in Chulin Daf Beis, the Gemara says it's going on the Mishnah of a Kol Sheikhtim, and the Shaila is what is it being Marba? And the Gemara says it's being Marba Tamei B'Mukdashim, that a Tamei B'Chulin. Now it's Shkatsim Ksheira, but the Evid is Tamei B'Mukdashim, and Tamei B'Chulin could even be like Achila. So the Gemara says Tamei B'Chulin Pshita. What's wrong? Why? What would be any half a minute to say that a tamei can't lechachila shechulin? So the Gemara says that we're talking about chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh, and therefore we'd have a havimina that maybe since it's chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh, so a tamei wouldn't be allowed a shecht. So in fact, the Mikdash David, and what's wrong if a tamei shechts chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh? In case he touches it and it becomes tamei, so you'll eat it when you're tamei. Even someone who does chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh, he eats food when he's tamei, right? So he can eat it when he's tamei. What's right that I have him and he can't shecht it? So he buys ice from there. I mean, Rashi, the Kamat says in Mefurish, that if he eats tumah shenasa al taras hakadosh, he's not allowed to be metamei it. It's just that chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh, we're not machmis so much, we allow him to shecht it, we're not afraid that he might touch it, but he's not allowed to touch it, he's not allowed to be metamei it. And if it becomes tamei, he's not allowed to eat it, even b'mei tumasa. It's chulin shenasa al taras hakadosh. It's atfasa on the chulin that it gets a din of kadosh. You're not allowed to be metamei it, and you're not allowed to eat it when you're tamei. He brings from the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that if chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh becomes tamei, you have a chiyuv to burn them. He brings in the Rambam Milchus Mishkav Umeshav Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. He says by tuma derabanan, you don't burn kachim or chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. It sounds like by tuma deraisa you burn it, even chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. He brings a few tais in that are not mashma that way, and the emphasis is the Ramban there, the Ridvan chulin daf beis. It's mamish mefurish like what he's saying. It's aser to be metame chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. The Ramban and chulin daf beis is mefurish that it's mutter to be metame it. But like he's saying, it's a little bit hard to learn the Gemara. The Ramban there discusses it because the Gemara is saying a chiddush that a tame could shech chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. If there's nothing wrong with being metame chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, it's just that it would have dinei tumma like kodesh, but there's nothing wrong with being metame it. So what's the chiddush that you could check it? Ayin shom in the Ramban, the other achrayim that speak about it, notably a Baruch official Perlau, in his sefer on Reb Sadia Goyin, blows the same mitzvah ayin vav. But then kam makom laharich kol kach. Al kaponim, what the Mikdash David is saying is also that even if the person himself does not eat the chulin shenas al taras the kodesh, but any chulin which you're planning on using with kodesh automatically gets this hatfasa and becomes chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, even if he personally is not the one that's makabel on himself to chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. Anyway, so the Mishnah is saying that mishena they said that this tvulas yaim, the yeshavas adam tar, could pour the water but cannot touch the water, and the Gemara explains because chulin shenasa al kodesh taras kodesh hakodesh dami. A tful yayim is not metame chulin, but is metame chuma and kachim, and would have the din that it's metame chulin and asal taras hakodesh. Then the Mishnah says, chazu leima, hareyu kamaga tame meis lekachim, kedevi besil, veshamer afkatame meis. And the Gemara says that in the chazu leima, they said it's kamaga tame meis lekachim, but just lekachim, but not for chulin, even chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. Because they were chayzer and said that legabi the din of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, a tvul yayim cannot be metamit because it's not kodesh dami. But legabi kodesh, they upped it because beforehand they said a tvul yayim really could only pasul kodesh. A tvul yayim cannot be metamit kodesh. The difference is pasul means that it becomes tami for itself. It's pasul. A tvul yayim touches chuma and kachin midiraisa. They become pasul, they become asa to eat, but they can't be metame anything else. If the tful yayim becomes like a magatame mace, a magatame mace is a rishain. A tame mace is someone who touched the mace, he's an avatuma. And a magatame mace is someone who touched someone that touched the mace, is a rishain latuma. A rishain latuma, when he touches something, it becomes a sheni. A sheni can make a shlishi latuma, and can make a shlishi or a revi lakaydish. So it could be metame. So while the Chazru Leimar was makel by Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh, and it said it's Lafka Kadosh Dami, so as far as the water is concerned, which does not have a din of Kachim, even Negei is okay, because Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKadosh, Lefi the Seifa, is Kechulin. So Tvul Yayim can't be metame Chulin at all, can't do anything with Chulin. But as far as kachim, we went up a level and we said it's not only tvul yayim; it can only pasul kachim. It's a rishin. It's a magatame mace. It could, if it touches kachim, if a tvul yayim touches kachim, then they become tame and can metame other kachim. And Beshame says that it's mamish like an avatuma. A tvul yayim will be like an avatuma, like a tame mace itself. But it's a little shverim shat. This is how Rashi learns, but it's a little shverim shat that the Mishnah seems to be putting together two dinim which don't have any shaychus to each other. There was one thing, is chulin shenas al taras kodesh kodesh dami or not? Metchila they said that a yeshevus adam tar could pour the water but can't touch the water because the havim in the held chulin shenas al taras kodesh kodesh dami, and chazu loymar that he's kamaget tamei meis lekachim. They say it's not kechulin, and kechulin, it's nothing, because chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is lafka kodesh dami. So that's one chazara. And a second chazar, which had nothing to do with what we said before, was that they decided to be more machmir and say that it's a rishon. In regard to kachim, it's not just like a tvul yayim which passes, it's like a rishon which can make it into a sheni, and that could make something into a shlishi. So the Sam Sefer shtelzach on it, he says that metchila, they wanted to make a geder, how would they make a geder? They said, let's apply hilchas kachim to chulin shenasatayis kodesh. That would be the geder. But then they didn't make a geder in the etzim tumah tfulyayim. Tfulyayim is the same thing that is midirai. So they didn't increase any tumah to the tfulyayim. The way they made a geder is, the way they made a mishmeris l'mishmarti, is by saying that we're going to say he's not only metame kachim, he's not only pasul's kachim, even pasul's chulin asatayis kodesh. But then when they wanted to now revoke that and say that chulin shenasatayis kodesh is kechulin and doesn't pass the chulin asatayis kodesh, so what could be the gather? The gather is we'll make him more tame. Midrash is only tvulyayim, he only pasul's. Midrabanan, we're going to make him into a magat tame mei, so make him into a rishon, then it can be metame, he can make a sheni, which can make a shlishi. But it's a little bit shver. It's a chayr, two independent things. There's a meridik of shad from the Goyin. It's a meridik of shad, but he's saying a tremendous chiddush, not like Rashi. The Goyin is saying a tremendous chiddush in order to say this pshat. That the Goyin is saying, and there the Mishnah would come out much more geshmak and pshat, that betchila they said, yeshava sodam tar could be ma'aramayim lepesach. And Chazru loymar that she can't be Maramayim lePesach, because she's a magat tamimeis lekachim. So, but the halacha would be is that she can't be Maramayim lePesach, and we're going to see why. The halacha is that a tvul yayim when he touches mashkin doesn't make it into a rishon. Kol ha'paisel sechum metame mashkin li yistchil lechutz mitvul yayim. That's the halacha. Mevurim mesech the Shabbos and in other places. First parak of Shabbos. In the sugya of the Yud Ches Davar. So Mamela, Zag the Gayim Metchila, where the din was, he only had a din of a Tful Yayim. A Yeshevas Adam Tar is in a Tful Yayim. A Tful Yayim could pass al Kachim, true. But a Tful Yayim, when he touches Chulin, is not Metame the Chulin a Kiyuzet, doesn't make it a Tchila. So Mamela, even if the outside of the Kli is wet, and the Yeshevas Adam Tar would touch the water on the outside of the Kli, which would make that water wet. And that water would now touch the Kli. It's not a problem, because that water is Tar Gomer. It can't be Metame anything, can't be Metame Kelim. But they did not allow her to touch the water of the water, the actual water that's being used for the Pesach, because Chulin Shenasel Tayas Kodesh Kodesh Dami, and she'll passel that water. That water will be passel, and you won't be able to use it with the Pesach anymore. But Chazu Leimar, that you can't be Ma'ar the Mayim either. Because if the outside of the Kli is wet, and now she's like a Magatame Meis L'Kachim, so Kumdeis, in regard to Kachim, she's a Rishon? If in regard to Kachim, she's a Rishon, so when she touches the water, a Rishon that touches water, the water becomes a Rishon. That's a Takanas Chazal, that with the exception of Tful Yayim, anything else which could pass the Truma, which touches Mashkin, the Mashkin becomes a Rishain. And then there's another Takana, that a Rishain, water that's a Rishain, can be Metama Kelim. So Kum Dais, if the outside of the Keli is wet, so then she can't be Ma'ar the Mayim anymore. Because now she's a Rishain, Lagabe Kachim. If she's a Rishain, Lagabe Kachim, so then, Lagabe Kachim, the water will become Tamei, because a Rishon can make Mashkim into a Tchila, and the water can be Tamei a Kli. So now the Kli will become Tamei. So you wouldn't be able to use it for the Pesach. It will be Tamei the water in the Kli. But a dry Keli would be Mutter Koin to Beis Hillel, because a dry Keli is okay, because even a Rishon can't be Tamei a Kli, only Al Yidei Mashkim. And Beis Shammai says, and even a dry keli is usher, because she blames like a tamei meis atzmei, she blames like an avatumah kimitame keli. Dash date and guide. Navas. One Rashi hold this way. Because, l'chayr it's a pliya. Because ein chinami legabe kachin, she's a rishin, but the water and the kli, they're not kachin, they're chulin. So legabe chulin, she can't be metami chulin. So what's wrong? How could it be? That's what Rashi says, she could even touch the water, because the water is chulin. She's a maggot, tame meis legabe kachin, but the water is chulin. So why is the Gayan saying that not only she can't touch the water, but even the water, now that she's a Rishon Linyan Kachin, even the water outside the Kli, she can't pour the water if the outside of the Kli is wet because she's been metame the water. That's not Kachin. So Zog the Gayan like this. Zog the Gayan, when it says that Din Legabe Kachin, anything which is eventually going to come into contact with Kachin has a Din like Kachin, even if you'll tell me that chulin anas al tyrus a kaidish lavka kaidish dummy. But anything, this is a tremendous chiddush of the Gayan. Whatever will eventually come into contact with kachim has the din of kachim. So since originally they said that she's a tvul yayim, even though a tvul yayim could passel kachim, but whatever a tvul yayim touches remains passel, and when it mixes with kachim, when it touches kachim afterwards, it doesn't do anything. Midei Raisa, a tvul yayim that touches kachim becomes tameh, becomes pasul. But a tvul yayim that touches kachim, and then that kachim touches another kachim, the second kachim, remain tar. So metchila, this is how I'm learning the Gayan. He doesn't read the source in Gansim, but this is what I came out, lacher ian. So metchila, she had a din of a tvul yayim. She had a din of tvul yayim. So if you hold chulin shenas al tayres a kodesh dami, so she passels yena chulin. She passels yena chulin, that's a problem. She can't touch the water, because the water is called chulin shenas al tayres a kodesh. Chulin shenas al tayres a kodesh dami, she's not allowed to passel that water. But if you hold chulin shenas al tayres a kodesh laf ke kodesh dami, the fact that it's now going to go and touch kachim, that's not going to mean anything. Because the water mitzat atzmai is chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh is kechulin dami. It's okay if it's possible. Elamaikos is going to touch kachim, but there's no such halacha, even if it was kachim, but a tful yayim that touches kachim, that kachim can't be matami other kachim. So the tful yayim that touches the water, lefi l'rishayna, that the tful yayim, she didn't have a din of a rishon, she had a din of a tful yayim, so it's not a problem to touch something that's going to touch kachim. So mitchila she could be ma'aret, because she doesn't have a din of a rishon, she has a din of a tvul yayim, but she can't touch the water only because of the water itself. Since she doesn't have a din of a rishon, there's no problem of her touching something that will touch kachim. So since she could only be ma'aret, not negeya, in them state, there's a problem with the water itself being kachim. But l'besayif we said no. We said that she's not nothing. But we said that she's a rishon. So now we have a bigger problem. Because even though chulin shenas al taras kodesh lavka kodesh dami, that's only mitzad the thing itself. But mitzad coming into contact with kachim, we treat it like kachim. So Mela, since she's a rishon now, so anything she touches, which is going to come into contact with kachim, is going to have a din as if it's kachim. So since she's a rishon, legabe kachim, who then she'll have a din legabe kachim that she can metame the water in back of the keli, and since she's a rishon kolapais is a true metame mashkeli is tchila, and the water will be metame the keli legabe kachim, and the keli metame the water legabe kachim, and she wouldn't be allowed to do it. So that's the mile of the guy's pshat of a Rashi. Rashi is saying it's two completely separate things. Metchila they said she could be ma'ara, and the implication is she can't be negeya because chon shenas al taras hakodesh. Kekaydish dummy. Lebesayif, we said two things. A, she's not only a tvul yayim, she's even a rishon, but that's not negayet to us b'chlal. That's only negayet if she touches kachim itself. She touches chulin, it's not negayet. And not only that, she's a kemagatoy meis lekachim, lekachim and lechulin loy, because chulin shenas lekayis kesh kechulin dummy, now she's mutter in ganzer. But granted, there happens to be another chumra and kachim that we came up with, that she's a magatame mace. A little bit shved hemshech. So we say from the same safe, but since we lost that archaka, we made a new archaka. But according to the Gaon, there's a direct hemshech. Metchila, we said she could be ma'ara. Why metchila can't she be negeya? Obviously, we had to have held the chulin shnasa taris kodesh kodesh dummy. Otherwise, she could be negeya. She's only a tefillin. So it must be that the water itself has a din of kodesh. But it can't be because it will mix eventually with the kodesh, because a tefillin, even for kodesh, can't be metame, can only pasul. But the b'saif, we said no. A tful yayim kataka be metame legabe kodesh. So Mela, now it's worse. She can't even touch the water outside the kli, because since she's a rishon, now we'll make the water into called metame, call it paisa chum metame mashkali eschila, and now will be metame the kli, and the kli will be metame the water. She can't be metame, she can't even ma'ar if it's wet. If it's dry, she could, because even a rishon can't be metame a kli. Beshamash is an am, meaning even if it's dry, she can't. All negeya to this case of being the eye of the water. But since the Mishnah said that she's only kamagatoy meis lekachim, lekachim in lechulamai, so in regard to chul and shenasa al-kaidish be'etzim, not discussing if it will get mixed with the kaidish, if it won't get mixed with the kaidish, then we're saying that that has a din in gansan like chulin, and a tfulyam can't pass all that. That's the pshat of the Gaon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.